The Noble Quest Against Falsehoods. Falsehoods are mind killers. Falsehoods limit us. They divide us. They poison humanity. People who believe in falsehoods are prevented from growing up. As scary as that is, we also have everything it takes to remove them from our minds. Indeed, there is scarcely a place out there that will preach truth. Even a proper university will rely on the scholar to find that reproducible result. Removing falsehoods is a healthy and mighty part of growing up. Books that are held in high esteem by wise and intellectual will hasten and balance the process of discovering the truth and removing falsehoods. A book or a narrated book that shares true wisdom is a briefcase of good ideas and treasures for our minds. Without books, we would be struck by the urge to visit universities and lecture halls and write to those who have things to say, which is what would cause them to write said books. Many people need to hear a book, and it truly is a beautiful experience to hear a book read by its author. Equipped with a couple of hundred narrated books, you can easily inherit lifetimes of knowledge and experience. Falsehoods are harder and take longer to get rid of than you think, as they are often embedded in and obscured by our lifestyles, family culture, neighborhood culture, and even national culture. But there is a sure cure for that. A very noble tradition practiced by humans probably for tens of thousands of years. In modern day, that is the act of buying a backpack and bug spray and strangely overpriced pants and shoes and a tent or a hammock tent and reconnecting with nature on long and winding trails. Quests that require a lot of walking, that pull you out of your environment and give you a healthy substitute for a prolonged period of time. Think about how your mind changes when you go on a vacation and how you become more contemplative, relaxed, and become more of yourself. Know that that is the real you. When your mind is rested and unstressed, it is most receptive to growth, to growing up, to being human. Many people start reading books on their vacations. That is because reaching out for knowledge about wisdom from other lives is a very natural thing for us. The power of falsehoods is too often impossibly overwhelming. Talking about it and thinking about it is not enough to break away. When falsehoods grab a hold of us, we too often point ourselves away from the right way and make things worse. Falsehoods can stress us to self-medicate with food or worse. They have the power to make us ill. Falsehoods like the belief that our poverty is our own fault can press us into a job where we never read a book and never take to wisdom. In conclusion of this text, I must ask you to make a powerful change. I have to ask you to go on a marvelous shopping expedition for camping gear and go on a long and deeply relaxing vacation. And never return to the mindset that you left behind when you set off on your quest. You must use your power to live your life in the state of mind brought on by a vacation. Know that whatever troubles you left behind as you went on your vacation have always been holding you back and preventing you from growing up. You are a noble and beautiful human being. You are meant to grow, to reach for knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Nothing must stand in the way of your growing up. Without growing up, you will never become yourself. When you grow, the world grows along with you. Please, go on a vacation and don't come back. Become a great being. Grow free.